Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey, lovers.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey.
It's happening. Time has come.
We're doing a popular book, guys. A really, really, really popular book. And you know what's fun about this episode is that it's not just one episode. It's two episodes. We're doing a two-parter. We ain't never done this before, guys.
Because this is too good to...
So what is this two-parter book that we're going to be covering?
Oh, just this little dinky book. You probably never heard of it. It's called Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros.
So what's the scoop?
Violet Soaringale has prepared her entire life to become a scribe like her father. But her mother, the commanding general, has other ideas. Violet is forced to enter the school of Beskayeth. But will her fate be like her sister and she'll become a writer? Or will she have the ending of her brother? Death.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, shall we get into this?
Let's get into it.
Lovers quarrel.
This is a world.
There was so much information in this book.
Yes.
It was hard to keep track.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because they're always giving you more information.
More names, more towns, more places.
I was trying to write it all down.
It all builds this incredible world that they have.
Yeah.
And so even though it's like a bombardment of information, it all fits into place in the end.
And I love that she put the map in the book because that is so helpful to me to like actually see everything.
Especially if you actually reference it. I don't always do that because I don't. Yeah.
I love a map though.
Me too.
Because I feel like, sorry, this is going a little off, but I love if there's like a different world outside of like America or Europe or something, like if you're creating a fantasy world, sometimes you need a map just to know like where these places are in, you know.
Relation to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because what if this place is like super south of where you're at and it's like, if it's fantasy, it's usually like, I feel like it's always medieval ish time. So they're having to travel and not with, you know, with dragons. Like,
it took 5 days to fly there.
Holy shit.
And this map was so helpful like to me because even when she was describing the college, I was reading on my Kindle, but then I had my Kindle pulled up on my phone with the map so I could see what she was talking about.
That's nice.
And I thought that was great.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Well, I loved how Rebecca got us, at least me, like in love with Violet right away. Mm-hmm. Like the very first page where she's like just dying, just trying to climb the stairs to get up there. I was like, oh my gosh.
Stairs are hard.
And she's like, I've only trained for 6 months, like physically, because she has literally been trying to become a scribe her
whole life.
Because that's what her father did. And then he passed away and she really wanted to be a scribe to like honor him, I think, kind of. But when she's trying to climb those stairs, she's like, I'm so fucked. But she finally gets up the stairs and she was going to, I don't know, I think she was like trying to go to her room or maybe she was trying to go to see her mom. But she hears this like yelling coming from her mom's office and she's like, I only know one person that would yell at my mom. And she goes in there and it's her sister.
Of course.
And I freaking love Mira, her
sister.
She was freaking cracking me up, but the way she was just like ripping into her mom, like she wasn't like the freaking commanding general, like boss of everyone, was great.
But her mom was super, like, even through the book, I felt really intimidated by her.
Oh, her mom.
There was a couple things that
hell.
She did but that I actually liked.
Yeah, me too.
But the mom?
Like, you'll have to tell me
when we get there.
I will.
Yeah, I was really, I was like.
Because there was one thing I noticed and I was like, oh, that's very interesting, actually.
And I didn't catch it before, but when I was like listening to commentaries and reading stuff is when I caught it and I went back and read and I was like, okay.
I bet we're talking about the same thing.
I think so.
Yeah. Vibing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Well, I felt like no one had faith in her from the very beginning. No,
it made me really sad to like, one thing about this book is that I really did feel every emotion mm-hmm. that Violet was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that every single person that is in your life thinks that you are too weak and too fragile to do anything, that hurts.
Well, even her sister's like, damn it, Mom, she can't even handle her rucksack.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
Which, I mean, she couldn't, but and then she already knew that.
And then when her mom, like, knowingly is doing this, I'm just like, does her mom want her dead or does she know something we don't know?
Her mom said one thing that I thought was kind of interesting when, because in this, they're talking about how Violet had, or the mom, Lilith, had a fever mm-hmm. when she was pregnant with Violet
right. mm-hmm.
and it stole like the color from her skin and her hair.
Yeah.
And,
because she has like half silver hair.
Yeah, which is super cool. Yeah. I don't that's but her mom says to Mira, like, Violet feels more pain before breakfast than we do every day.
Yeah.
And so if anyone can make it, it's her. I was like, oh,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of nice, I
yeah,
think. Right.
Yeah. I feel like her mom just has to know something. I don't know. She being too quiet.
Or she just sucks.
Yeah, or she, or we should kill her. I don't know. Maybe we'll figure that out when we get to that part.
I'm gonna keep her around.
But Mira's there and she kind of fixes Violet up. They finally, you know, leave from talking to her mom and she's like, okay, first of all, your fucking bag is way too heavy. You got too much shit in here. So she helps her get all that situated and she's like, your boots, you need these boots because if you wear those, you're gonna fall off the parapet, which is like this long skinny bridge that they have to walk across that's really high up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you'll fall straight off that. And then she gives her a dagger, which apparently you can't take any weapons, or you can't use weapons that you didn't bring in with you from the very beginning. So like if she hadn't brought that dagger with her from the very beginning, like she wouldn't have been able to use it later on. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that, but
unless you earn it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that. Mm-hmm. But then she also gives her most like valuable thing that she gave her was the armor of dragon scales,
which was so cool,
right? Yeah. I was like, why hasn't anyone else thought of this?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it later. She's like, why doesn't everyone have one of these?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no one really cares.
It's insane.
Kind of fits with
that
the
thing is so
theme.
Cool.
Yeah. I want one.
I know.
But so like I said, like the first challenge is crossing the parapet. So she says bye to Mira.
Part, geez.
Yeah. She says bye to Mira. She gets up there and her sister like gave her like what? Two instructions?
Mm-hmm.
No, three. Don't make friends. Stay away from Zayden and find Dane.
Mm-hmm.
So Dane.
But this is on conscription day.
This right? is the no before she even went into the school, her on sister told her
parapet.
Those first things. She's like, because the very first thing they do is
they have to
they walk into
in
the school and
but
then they have
isn't
to go
conscription
across.
Day the day that they all do this, like that's the day you pick your squad, I mean your quadrant.
Does that happen once you get inside the school?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think after they got inside the school then they picked their squads.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think it's on that day, whatever that day
That's
was.
What I was wondering.
Yeah.
My question is it every year?
Yes. It sounds like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Because
that I
like when they go
sure.
to like when they have to pick their dragons, if they don't get picked, then they have to do the whole thing all over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so yeah, I think
or they
thing.
Die.
Right. There's a lot of death in this book. Gosh. Everybody was dying left and right.
So yeah, her instructions are find Dane, don't make friends, and stay away from Zayden. And so, of course, she... The very first thing she does is make a friend. She meets someone named Rhiannon.
I love her.
Me too. I liked her a lot.
There was another guy, I believe his name was Thomas. She started talking to him as well, and the three of them kind of made their way up the stairs to get mm-hmm. to the top of the parapet, and they're making their way across.
Sorry, I can't... This part... When
they, I know. This part was insane. But so she already immediately like, oh, made a friend. Oops, mm-hmm. my bad. Then she runs like smack dab into Zayden. He's like right there at the top, right before she crosses over. So
he
now
just happens
he knows,
to be the hottest man ever.
Right? She knows he knows who she is, what she looks like, where she is. Now he knows, like, oh yeah, right there.
Right.
So she's done that part. So now we gotta just figure out how to get across the parapet. And everyone's starting to notice who she is. She's kind of drawing attention.
And this dumb girl switches a boot with Rhiannon.
I was like, you're going to die.
I know. I was like, you already are so, like, the chances of you living are so low.
Right. And even though you know there's a full book about her, you're like, you're going to.
What if it was a twist? The and she pages? Wasn't the main character.
Right.
The main character just watched her die, you know? Yeah. But I was just so mad because.
Psych, it was Rhiannon.
Even if you made it across. What if Rhiannon didn't and you just lost your boot?
Exactly.
That's all I could think about.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I was just mad the whole time. Right.
I was like, why didn't anyone sit down and like scoop across it on their butt?
I feel
that's
like
pretty smart.
Would,
like I probably would have done
somebody
that.
Somebody would have picked you up and pushed you off.
Yeah.
Well, if you were Violet, someone would have caught up with
Jake
you.
Jake would have.
That's true.
Jack.
Jack. I kept saying
jerk.
Jerk.
I hate him. Hey, let's get to him.
Can well, we okay. So yes, I'm right there. So she's gets up there. There's this guy named Jack. She hears him checking in behind her and he's a freaking asshole.
Oh my God.
And he's just like basically telling her like, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Mm-hmm. So she's like, fuck, it's starting to rain. I got to get across this thing. And so she's like trying to, like, to hype herself
windy.
Up. And she's like, if I slip, I'll die. If I, oh, fuck it. And she just like goes. I was like, I just love her so much. But when they're making their way across, we figure out just how fucking awful Jack is. Like, when you first meet him, you're like, oh, this guy's crazy. And then he fucking grabs someone that's trying to cross the parapet right behind Violet. And he just picks him up and literally like throws him off the
side.
Like,
so from
what?
The jump, you hate him.
And
which
he's
is
like
a common
laughing.
Theme the-
you're next, Violet.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'll fuck. So she's trying to make it across. And Jack's like hot on her heels. Mm-hmm. Rhiannon makes it. And then finally she makes it. But right when she gets to the end, like Jack is right on her. And basically he's like, you're not safe yet. So she gets her dagger and she literally like has him.
Yeah.
She has him like held with it. Like
she's pretty good at like dagger.
Yeah,
handling.
She's really good at that.
If that's the way you
well,
say it.
Well, she's like a natural. It's like she didn't even have to practice that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes me think her mom like knew she had some type of something special about her. But,
I mean, we knew she had to use the daggers because swords were too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like really good with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had them by the balls. Literally.
I highlighted that part because so they're getting there. And she's trying to check in and they have to check in. They have to get their name on this list and then they're safe. Until they do that, they're still technically on the parapet. So like if he were to, if something were to happen, you know, she wouldn't get her name on there. Mm-hmm. And so the older male cadet says, or the older male rider, he's like, Cadet Sorengale has you by the actual balls here in more ways than one. But she's basically, she's like, you can't kill me. It's against the rules.
Mm-hmm. And she knows all the rules.
She knows all the rules. And so she's able to get through and pass.
But most of the time, it is okay to kill. I think
literally.
Like one of the only rules is you can't kill someone on your squad or it, when someone's
sleeping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There's so many of all the rules and there's only two for this one. Like, really? But she somehow finds Dane like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this big wave of like relief as soon as she found Dana. I was like, oh, thank God.
She was so like, happy.
I know.
Poor girl.
And it was her best friend. Like they were
not
best.
Poor girl.
If we get there. Sorry. They were best friends growing up. And then his dad is also another general. And so they were always around each other because their parents obviously like worked together.
Besties.
And, but she's always kind of had feelings for him. And Dane immediately like takes over and starts being this like crazy protective dude. And I'm like,
not in the sexy way either.
No. Like from the get-go, it was
the alpha,
like,
you know,
I'm about this. Vibes. And he's just like relentlessly trying to get her to go to the scribe.
I was
quadrant.
So mad. Like I was reading this and I came out, like I went to the bathroom. I came back out and I was like, you know what? And I was just telling Peyton all about it. Cause I was so mad about Dane.
Yeah. It's so freaking annoying. It's like, dude, let it go.
I just wanted him to shut up.
And at the very beginning, she just made it across the parapet and she's like, I just did that. Like, did you not fucking see that? Like, maybe, I don't know, let's like give it some time.
The amount of underestimation that she, I don't know if that's a word, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. And we said this at the beginning, but it keeps showing up throughout the book.
Yeah.
And I was getting so frustrated because I was like, this girl, despite whatever disability that she does have, she is knocking these things out.
Yeah.
And she is using like the most base knowledge to try to.
Yeah.
And she's not giving everything. Up on herself.
She's no. not.
With Despite all these everybody. People. Yeah. I 100% like I would feel so bad, but she's using it. Yeah. And like kind of just living in spite.
Yeah, she's like not. Yeah, she will she's not badass. Surrender. Her There's no way.
Character development through this, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed watching the thread for her because I felt like she just kept getting stronger and stronger as you read about her.
But I feel like she had it from the beginning.
Yeah, uh-huh. she had she a baseline strength. She just
didn't know she had it.
Yeah. Her mantra was like, "I will not die today," and mm-hmm. then it became, "I'm not ever gonna die."
Yeah.
Period.
Part of the part, one part, this kind of goes back a little bit, but Dane just will not stop about getting her to go to the scribe quadrant. Because her mom was like, if you even step foot in there, mm-hmm. basically like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. Like, she was like, I'll bring you back every time, which would be even more embarrassing for everybody.
Yeah. So Dane does help her out, like getting her wrapped up because she does need like special support on like her joints and everything like that. And he helps mm-hmm. get her like ready to go. And then they rush back to pick their squads or whatever. And she ends up being on what's our squad?
Squad 2.
So we are.
Well, technically, I don't think they were at first.
Yeah.
But then they swapped.
Oh, that's right. Zayden moved their squad. Yep. Zayden was like, y'all can be on my squad. But
after they moved, they are in fourth wing in the flame section, squad 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what's the book called?
Fourth wing. Duh.
It's a full circle.
But so then they go right into it, like right into all the things to become a writer. And one of the things that they have to do is practice fighting. And
this would be so cool, except you're allowed to kill people.
Yeah,
literally.
They don't care if you kill people.
They don't.
They don't want you to. Yeah, though.
They're like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. We told you not to do that.
And then, like Jack.
Yeah, that guy.
He killed another fucking kid during the mats.
Snapped his neck, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This boy is murderous.
But what I like about this is when you win, you can take one of their weapons.
Yes.
That's like one of the things I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Can I add a note here?
Yeah.
Okay. So this book reminded me a lot of one of my really all-time favorite books called Ender's Game. What is it called? Ender's Game?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. And I feel like it gives me that vibes. It gives me Hunger Games vibes. Yes, in Hunger a way. Games.
I wrote that down.
There was, what's the other one with the guy, his name's Four?
Divergent.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's a mix of some of those.
And ACOTAR. Teams. I know you guys are hating, but this is
I don't know. I didn't know the
but
plot.
But I'm saying, like, a lot of it is very similar to ACOTAR.
But, okay. So
and ACOTAR came out first, just saying.
If you wanted a, like, midway recommendation, Ender's Game is a really good, like,
that'd
space
probably be
version
a good,
of this.
I don't even know, but I can guarantee you the pages are probably less.
Yeah.
The page count. Because ACOTAR
like
and Fourth Wing and her next book, Iron Flame, are all some big books.
I thought this was a 2-book series. It's going to be 5.
Yeah. Ooh.
I did not know
but
that.
But it might take a while.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, let's jump back in.
Okay, so we were right before we were talking about how they're fighting and Jack kills somebody. So then we figure out, because we don't really know how fragile Violet is. And as she's fighting Imogen, she gets her arm like twisted behind her, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Imogen's like, give up. Say, like, just give up.
Yeah.
And Violet's like, fuck no. And Imogen's
just
pulling
your
and
first
pulling
challenge you can
and pulling yeah. and then all of a sudden you just hear this like bone popping, tendons tearing, and it's just like, oh cool, so she just like dislocated her shoulder and tore tendons, like that's insane.
That's how you start out.
But it seems like she's just kind of used to being in pain, mm-hmm. or like her bones breaking,
yeah,
because she's always wrapped up.
Yeah. Well, even the next part, so Dane like sees her injured and hurt and like immediately freaks out and overreacts and like shows everyone just how fragile she is because of his reaction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh shit, like he's seen this before kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And he takes her to the healers, which
is embarrassing on so many parts.
Yes.
Because he carried her
out. He just like scooped her out and left, like no questions asked, just mm-hmm. boop, gone. But when they get to the healers, the lady freaking knows Violet. Mm-hmm. And Violet's like, yeah, they've been like fixing her and her husband have been fixing me my whole life.
Right.
And then like, they're like, no, you need to go get him now. Or he's going to be pissed that you didn't call us to him because
this part made me mad.
Wait, let me interject like really quick before you jump into that. And not only is it just like embarrassing, but also I wish she would have been like, stop, like do not pick me up, because it shows a weakness that anybody could be like, yeah. Oh, she's so weak. I can basically kill her.
Yeah.
And get a foot, you know, ahead of everybody.
Well, and I think in that moment too, she was feeling that too, but she was probably just like in so much pain that she was just like,
yeah, like, I wish she would have like, I don't know if there was a mindset shift to like get past that pain to be like, stop, I can do this. Like,
cause she does have this threshold where she's like, this is an insane amount of pain.
Yeah.
But I can get through this. But once it gets to this level, I'm like, fucked.
Yeah.
But so they get to the healers and she knows the people. They've been healing her whole life and everything. And Dane's like, no, wait, don't fix her.
Yeah.
I'm like, say what, motherfucker?
I was like, you are so disrespectful. Do you not ever open your ears and shut your mouth?
But it's like, don't fix her so that she can be a scribe and be like injured for the rest of her life. Because if we don't fix this, like, it's not going to heal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not ever going to be right. So what, she's just going to have like an arm like dislocated for the rest of her life?
Well, he even says the scribe professor will keep her a secret. But that would not work out.
No.
Your mom runs the school. Yeah. Sorry, bud.
Your name isn't on the death scroll, so you're somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're alive. Where the hell are you?
Right.
Like, ugh. But then she realizes, she's like, fuck, like, I can't even win a match. Like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then she remembers. Yeah, she uses her brain. And she's like,
so smart.
I can fucking poison people. So she heads out.
She's so smart.
She knows. But that's the thing. Like, her whole life has led to this moment for her to be able to use her brain and think in ways that these people that have the physical abilities aren't.
Right, right.
And they just go for it.
That's a good point.
She says that somebody's like a bull and just like runs. And that's so true. Mm-hmm. When she just kind of, what does somebody say? Like, the right way's not always.
He says it. Zayden says it. And I quote it later. The right way isn't the only way.
Yeah. And I feel like that's how she was thinking this entire book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I really liked that.
And that, okay, let me say this. In Ender's Game, because he's like scrawny, he's the youngest. And the fact about how he got there was like, that's what was making him the underdog. And like, basically, he's nothing. We could basically just kill him off if we wanted to. But he was smart enough to be like, I'm not going to let you do that. And I'm going to be sneaky about getting ahead if I need to.
Yeah.
To stay alive.
Well, and that's what she did. She's like, I'm going to go find some berries. She's like, I know this.
What is she doing?
Oh, I knew. As soon as she was going for berries, I was like, she's going to poison people.
Well, I thought, like,
poison. Get dead.
Like, how is she going to poison them? Is she going to like poison them dead? But she's way smarter than
I am. Smarter. And she works in the kitchen, so she knows she can sneak it into their food.
Like, why would you even want to do breakfast duty? And she's like, I have my reasons.
So she goes down to this like river and she trails down and finds the tree with the berries. And then she hears people talking. And she's like, shit. So she like scurries up the tree, finds the berries. And then she sees Zayden Ryerson show up under the tree that she just climbed in. So,
dun, dun, dun.
I know he said his name before, but let me introduce you to Mr. Zayden. So,
let's talk about our. Oh, wait. Okay. This is going to go into what you're talking about, I promise.
Okay.
So, when I was listening to like commentaries and like reading stuff about the book so that I didn't miss anything, one of the things that people were calling him was the Shadow Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So we wanted to put, fitting. Instead of Zayden, we could say the Shadow Daddy. We can.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or the Shadow Zaddy.
Hey, let's do that. For our third date, we can use nicknames for the characters.
There you go. Shadow Daddy.
So Shadow Daddy is the son of Fen Ryerson. So Fen Ryerson is the man who killed Violet's brother, Brennan.
Oh,
he was the leader of the uprising, which So they live in Navarna. Mm-hmm. Navarna. Mm-hmm. Navarna.
Mm. That was Navarre. About pronunciation?
Navarre. Yeah. Okay. So Violet and her family live in Navarre, have allegiance with Navarre, all that jazz. Okay. Finn and Zayden and all these people live in somewhere called Tirindor. And they are the rebels. They're rebelling from Navarre and they're trying to fight and get away from Navarre because of their beliefs. So, after Finn killed Brennan, Violet's mom was able to capture all of these rebellions from Tirindor, and she killed them. She executed all of them in front of their children.
Which is wild.
And I'm talking moms, dads, everybody. Like, everybody. It wasn't just like, oh, we killed all the dads and left the moms for the children. Mm-hmm. No, we killed both their parents, and now these kids are orphans.
Hide your kids.
Yeah, they were fostered by, like, random people that were
like noble
specifically
people from,
very loyal to the king of Navarre.
Yes. And so this is when the children are marked with a relic, is what they call it. It's a mark that is permanently on their skin.
Marked by a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise.
So everyone can see it. Everyone knows this marking and knows who they are and knows they're from like the rebellions. And they are forced to go through rider training at Beskayeth. So Zayden,
okay, with the names, you got these names down.
I listened to it. Part of it.
I wish I would have, because I was Beskayeth. Like Beskayeth.
Sorry, keep going.
You're okay. So then that ties us in. Zayden is now Violet's wing leader, and he's a third year.
And he is hot.
And he is
Shadow Daddy.
And he's grumpy.
He's grumpy.
And he is strong.
He's hot. He's hot. So one of the other rules is that marked students aren't allowed to gather in groups of three or more, or more than three. They can be three, but can't have four. You can only have three. Mm-hmm. So
it's illegal.
It's illegal because they must be planning an attack.
I mean, you would. It's kind of prejudice and a little rude to think. Sure. But also just keeping it a little safe, you know.
Yeah.
We gotta have some rules.
So she's watching Zayden from the tree now. And another person comes up, which is Imogen, who she fought earlier that hurt her arm. She also has the relic mark.
She has pink hair.
Yes. She's pretty cool.
I just like that.
But then all of a sudden, more students are coming. More and more and more. And it's like dozens of marked students are gathering under this tree. And she's like, what the hell?
Yeah, you immediately have to think, this is it. Right. They're rebelling again. Right.
She's like,
I've stumbled into something I shouldn't have.
She's like, I'm going to die.
If they find me, it's going to be the most fun for them. Because they're like, yeah, let's kill her.
Because she would be the one that you would want to get your revenge on.
I mean. Yes. So she's trying really hard to listen in. So she kind of gets a little closer so she can hear what Zayden is saying. And she realized, and she is upset. She's like thinking, oh my gosh, like, there's more than three of them. This is against the rules. Mm-hmm. This is bad. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And then she realizes that the group was called together so that he could like talk to all the students and let them know like, hey, what are you struggling with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're bad with your knife skills. You're going to start practicing with so-and-so on this day at this time or after this class so that you can work on that because we want everyone to survive. Like, I don't want any of you to die for something like this.
Nothing was bad about this. And it was actually, that made it more heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're just trying to survive.
Literally.
But this is what pulls Violet apart from everyone else. Literally everyone. Her mom, her sister, Dane, everybody. Because she's like, he's doing something good. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, I don't even care that they're breaking the rules.
But people just see the mark and they're like, bad guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then everyone leaves. They disperse, but Zayden's still there. And then he catches her. And
she thought she was sneaky.
She did. And he wraps her up because he's like, I think he snuck up on her because she thought she was good, but he was still there because he has powers.
He's a shadow wielder.
Yes. So he was probably just hiding in his own shadows.
I know. He could have been like just 2 feet away and been like, yeah. Can't see me. Surprise.
So I just thought it was funny because the way he talks to her and the way he talks to everybody and the little things he does just freaking crack me up.
I know. He was so funny and like grumpy and sarcastic all the time. And I love when
a grumpy sunshine vibes is like that. It really I like a little great. Character besides grumpy.
Well, and then he says, "You're really a violent little thing, aren't you?" And I was like, "Oh, and now I have the hots for Zayden." I was like, "Yeah, that didn't take much."
No, not at all.
But they talk and basically she's like, "I'm not going to tell anybody." And he's like, "I don't believe you." And she's like, "Well, just consider this a favor." Mm-hmm. Like, "Now you owe me a favor." And he's like, "Okay, whatever." And they leave. Then.
But she's confused. She's like, "He probably should have killed me." Yeah. That's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
That one.
So now we're seeing something happening with Violet and Zayden. And then when Violet saw Dane that first time, or when she sees him even later after this, she like gets kind of excited to see him. You know, she gets the little butterflies in her tummy, kind of, you know. Gets excited. And I'm like, this is like Hunger Games.
Two thumbs down.
This is giving me like Gale and PETA vibes. Like
I hated Gale and I also hate Dane.
I was going to say Gale is like Dane and PETA is like Zayden. Only Zayden is way hotter than PETA.
I would not call PETA a daddy.
No. Not a daddy or nothing.
Yeah. So the next part I had was just moving on with their day-to-day lives, you know. They've made it over the parapet. They've picked their teams. They're working through everything.
Training.
Yep. Going to classes. One of the classes they have is where they learn about the dragons with Professor Kaori.
That would be my favorite class.
Yeah.
Man, let
he's
me
so
tell
cool.
You.
So he's preparing them because they are going to come up. There's a point where they have to go walk. They basically like present themselves to the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really do anything. They just like walk to a point, turn around and walk back and hope the dragons don't kill them.
It's judgment day.
Yeah.
For real.
I would be partly like really excited to be like, dude, I could walk out with a dragon, or be like, dude, this might be my last day on
I would
Earth.
Be so well, sweaty.
And this part wasn't even the threshing. This wasn't even when they pick. This was just like.
But now you get to know like what these
what it
dragons
looks like up close.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's so awesome. Scary.
So he's explaining everything, and he starts to talk about this black dragon that is like the biggest, strongest dragon there is. And they're like, wow, that's a cool dragon. And he's like, oh, don't worry about that one.
Yeah,
we
JK.
Haven't seen that one in years. His last rider died. And he's like talking about it. And we figure out that this rider was Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's explaining how Nolan died. He says that Nolan used his powers because he was like a mender. Mm-hmm. He was like more than a healer. Like he could literally like bring someone back
they
from
said
the,
that
almost bring someone back from the
menders
dead.
Menders can heal like anything, even if your shirt is torn, they can mend it back to look normal.
But they can't bring people back
and
from
they're
the dead.
Like the most rare, mm-hmm. right? Mm.
Yes. And so as he's talking about it, you start to, I don't know if you guys did, but I had a feeling. I was like, this dude tried to save Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was Brennan. And mm-hmm. then, yep, he, after class, she goes up to Professor Kaori and she's like, was it Brennan? And he's like, yes, Nolan tried to save your brother with his powers and he burned out, which means he used all of the powers he had.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing left and it killed him. And he said that it almost killed his dragon too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is just so sad. Like, I know that they say a lot in the book that when the rider dies, like it's a tragedy mm-hmm. for the dragon. But if the dragon dies, then the rider dies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of times that they describe someone dying and their dragon, like being upset, I mm-hmm. cried.
Yeah.
It hurt me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was sad.
But I actually took notes from, this sounds really weird. I took notes from their class in the book.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so I have all of the types of dragons and the colors of dragons.
Ooh,
if you
tell
guys
us.
Would like to hear them.
Let's go.
They're classified by their tail and their color. So their tails can be a club tail, a scorpion tail, a dagger tail, a sword tail, and a morning star tail. And then there's a very rare feather tail. And then the colors
sounds cool.
Sounds like How to Train a Dragon.
Right? I love it.
Yeah.
The colors are black, blue, orange, green, red, and brown.
What about gold?
Hmm.
Would that be...
That'd be a cool color for a dragon.
That'd be
really...
What about silver?
I was surprised that there wasn't any white dragons.
Right?
Like, yeah. I really thought that that was... I thought it was, there was going to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler, guys. Unless there's one in the second book I haven't read. Maybe I just know
things. We'll see.
Maybe there's a new babies. Dragon. New dragon era.
Oh, man. So is that your history on the dragons?
It is. Okay. I mean, I have a lot of theories in my head, but we'll get to that later.
Cool. So the next point I have was the... more about Violet and her challenges. So this is when a student is paired up with another one and they don't know about it until the day of, and they have to go like spar with this person.
Oh, is this what that?
And ugh. Yeah, so up to this point, like, Violet has been able to figure out who she's going to fight ahead of time, and so she's able to poison them, and just, she's not trying to kill them, she's just trying to weaken them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at this point, the person that she is supposed to challenge couldn't fight because she had to go to the healers because she was a little sick.
She's like, dang it, I poisoned her too early.
She's like, gave her a little too much. And so they're like, we're going to have you fight. And then all of a sudden, I'll fight her.
Yeah.
Zayden. Zayden steps in. He's like, I'm a fighter. And she's like, oh, fuck, this is it. He's going to kill me.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would be so turned on and so worried about dying at the same time.
I think that's how she felt as well. But it starts out and you're kind of like, oh God, he's going to kill her. And then he's doing weird things. And you're like, wait, is he helping her? And then you just start to realize he's training her. He's like, mm-hmm. Look at what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. You're winning these challenges by not fighting. But now you're not learning how to fight.
Exactly.
When you don't have that advantage of poisoning people.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of like, interesting. So.
But he even like puts his hands on top of hers and guides her in certain places of his body. Like,
he's
these
like,
are the weak
kidney
points.
Kidney would be
and
good.
I was like, sir.
Or even maybe over here in my back. Wait, I didn't get a good feel. Let me feel up there. Yeah. Where on your back?
Like, what about down here?
Oh my gosh. So that happens and he does not kill her. And we move on and here comes fucking Dane again.
Ugh.
Trying to convince her once again.
Somebody kill him.
Can I just tell you something that has, it's so dumb.
Yes.
We've been watching X-Men and Cyclops is so annoying and I hate him, and if you like him, I'm sorry, but I also don't care. And this is what he was doing to his girlfriend. He was like pushing her down to not be as good as she can, and that's all I could think about with Dane. He's so annoying her. And I like, just wanted him to die.
Like, Dane, look at what she's doing.
Even if you were best friends,
she's too smart to
I
die
don't
Dane.
Care
yeah
she Jesus. He's just the worst.
Yeah, he is. It's
and
annoying.
I was gonna be so sad if they had sex.
Yeah. I was hoping don't. Against hope that wasn't going to be the connection.
Third date's going to be good, guys.
I love it.
So then they start training for the gauntlet. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the crazy obstacle course that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a map of that.
Yeah.
Can they make this into a movie? Because I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Or like a TV series.
I also want to do, because I was trying to visualize the chimney part where mm-hmm. she can't, like, she's like jumping and mm-hmm. it's, they say it's almost vertical.
Yeah.
And she's really short, like, yeah. She's mentioned it many times,
and she's so not strong enough to like pull herself up.
And so I'm thinking, like, I'm pretty short, could I do that? And mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, right. So on that part, I think she like ends up using, there's like ropes that you can climb or swing, and like this part is just training. Mm-hmm. So this part was nice because they were like, if you can't get up the chimney, you can climb back down this rope and try again the next time.
I was surprised that they let them train for this.
Yeah.
They had like, what, 9 practices or something?
Yeah.
Which I was like, I was really surprised. I thought they were just going to let everybody die.
Right? But people were still dying.
Yeah.
Like the during one of their trainings, she was going after a girl named, I don't remember. I don't know how to say this one's
Ariel.
I think. Yeah. And she was helping Violet. She's like, grab there. And they were all kind of, I liked this part because it was showing that her squad was coming together as a team,
right?
More than the others were, you know, they were really helping each other. Like, I can see, cause I'm back here, that she needs to grab up there, you know, cause she can't see it or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were helping each other like navigate this.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel was like helping her. She's like, oh, grab here and just run as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. And she did it and she got it. And then she looks back to see Ariel fall.
Which was so sad because they were only getting past that point because of Ariel's brother's advice.
Yeah.
And then she dies on it.
Yeah.
Girl.
That was heartbreaking. It was really hard for Violet to lose her.
Yeah. And I feel like Rebecca, Miss Yarros, kept introducing us to these short-term characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, and they die. And I was like, my brain has, it's too, I'm at capacity with characters, but also I'm like, and you're breaking my heart every couple of chapters.
It made me think, if you kill this one, I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
But I was explaining that to Peyton. I was like, every quadrant has all these rules, except for the writers are literally like YOLO. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're so sure that they never know when they're going to die. A cadet could kill you.
Yeah.
You could die in practice. You could die in sparring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she had to introduce us to so many characters to show us that like everybody dies all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Violet was really upset by this. And after someone dies, their body and their belongings are turned over to the family if they want to come collect it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ariel's family did not come to collect her belongings. And like in their tradition, you would burn all the belongings. I believe they probably like, I think they bury the body and burn the belongings is what it sounded like. And no one was going to come do that for her. And so Violet wanted to be the one to do that. And it was nice. She went and did that for her.
That shows a lot about her own character.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
But then on her way back, she runs into the Shadow Daddy. I love that name. But this is where her and Zayden run into each other, and she's like, are you gonna help me or are you gonna kill me? Make up your freaking mind. Because she's like, you're freaking me out, you keep coming around, I don't know if you're here to help me or kill me, so what do you want? And then she finally tells him, she's like, I'm too short, I can't get up the thing for the gauntlet, and I'm gonna die. And that's when he says the famous, the right way isn't the only way. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. And
put
this is like
shirt.
The best advice.
I loved him.
And so Violet, you know, does what she does and says in her head, fuck you. I was like, she's just being a little kid because she knows he's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so then the day comes for the gauntlet and Dane is just like a
being
little pansy.
Pissy.
He's like, I can't watch.
Oh,
and she's
my
like, so
gosh.
Close your eyes because I'm fucking doing it.
I loved that when she said, then close your eyes.
Yes. And so she goes and she's making her way through there and she gets to the parts that are hard and she does. She uses another way.
Mm-hmm.
And she is able
sneaky.
Yeah. She's getting up there and it works.
With her daggers.
And I freaking love it. And I just wanted to throw out there that there's a character that I absolutely adore. His name is Riddick.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love Riddick. He says, I have so many tabs in the book from just things that he said.
He's so funny.
And I couldn't put them all down because they were really irrelevant and they didn't like have anything to do with, you know,
it was
they
were
so important part
good to but have him just, as a character though.
Yes, he's an amazing part of it.
Mm-hmm. Being in that situation, you know, everything is just like so dark all the time and you're just ready to fight or ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy beside you always cracking jokes.
Yeah.
You,
I think at
you
this
needed
part,
that
yeah.
for the balance in the
100%.
I think at this part, this is when she like swings a rope around so that she can get a better like swing up that mm-hmm. really high, like almost vertical chimney part that she has to like climb mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Cause it is replicating like mounting your dragon.
Mm-hmm. Which and is apparently really hard.
Yeah. And so she ends up using her dagger, which she brought in with her from the very first day. She uses that to climb up. And when she gets to the top, Riddick's like, hell yeah, that's my girl. Like, oh, so sweet. But then Amber, she's another squad leader from a different wing. She's like, she can't do that.
She is did. She threw a little allowed. Hissy that's... fit.
Oh my gosh. She was freaking the hell out. Yeah, I was like,
she's cheating.
Really? Like, really?
Are we 12? Right. Is this Monopoly?
We trying to survive, girl.
Like, if we thought Violet was the queen of the rules, like, Amber is obsessive with the rules.
But they're the kids in your class that would, like, tattle on you. They're mm-hmm. the losers.
Yeah.
Right.
Violet's the one that holds the secret because she knows the good outweighs the bad when it comes to mm-hmm. breaking the rules. This girl is just stupid.
And if you're, like, outside of school when you have to actually use this knowledge, there are literally no rules.
Yeah.
You are surviving along with your dragon and your squad. So mm-hmm. if you have to use a rope and a dagger in order to get onto your very difficult dragon and you're trying mm-hmm. to ride this dragon and defeat people, like, you need to use whatever you have on hand.
Nobody is playing fair.
So you need to apply what you're, I mean, that's basic stuff. Like, you have to learn how to apply what you have in the moment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to learn anyways.
Yeah. Well, for this, Zayden was he was in charge. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, Violet's right. Amber, shut up. And then I love this part. He turns to Violet and says, Sorengale, you're leaking. Yeah, she was like bleeding from her hands. He's like, fix it. So I loved that. I just was like, yes. And then we go to the next thing. This is what we were talking about earlier, where they have to walk to the dragons, walk there and back.
Mm-hmm.
And this part was...
The professors even tell you they want you to talk when you're out there so the dragons can get, like, a hint of who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting.
And I think that's what got one of their classmates killed.
Mm-hmm.
One guy gets roasted right in front of Rhiannon, and I think it was because he was so indecisive.
Yeah.
He was like, we should go back. Or maybe we should walk faster.
What do you guys want to do?
We should do whatever. Right. And then, dead right there. But then, so they're watching, and this guy gets burnt, and everyone's, like, freaking out. They're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, let's go. And then all of a sudden, the dragons come up to mm-hmm. Violet, and they start smelling her.
I really liked this part.
Me too.
Because I was like, why are they sniffing right. her? And it just made so much sense.
It did make sense, because she goes, oh, you smell Tiny, which is her sister's dragon.
Because mm-hmm.
remember, her sister made that armor out mm-hmm. of her dragon scales.
And they were like, why do you smell like us?
And, and I loved it how she, like, wiped herself and there was, like, dragon snot all over her. I was like, I want dragon snot. That's so cool.
But, like, I know that these dragons are gigantic and, like, fearsome, but the way that she was describing it was so cute to me.
I know, and the way like she was puppies. Talking to him, yes. she was so calm and just like, hi, guys.
Oh, you like, smell him.
Like, yeah.
Oh. And then explains it to them.
Yes.
That's so cool.
It was perfect. So after they all survive that, and then it's time for threshing. And this is when the riders go out, and all the dragons that are willing to bond come.
Which there's 100 dragons willing
mm-hmm.
and 172 cadets. Yeah.
There's not enough dragons.
Yeah, so somebody
and,
gonna die.
And a dragon might not pick anybody. They might exactly. leave.
Right. If they don't think you're worthy, they'll just dip out.
Mm-hmm.
Which and is fair.
Another time that it's free range to kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And another side note, the dragon picks the rider. The rider does not pick the dragon.
Right. Yep.
So, they all scatter and they're told to do not come back until you have been picked by a dragon. It could take hours. If you leave, you can't be picked. Mm-hmm. We will come get you when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all go running and she's been walking and can't figure out what she needs to do. Doesn't.
Oh, but we didn't talk about one thing that we saw at the presentation.
What?
Because we see...
Oh, we did see.
We see her before. Mm-hmm.
I thought we saw her before, the feather tail.
And Darna.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because they see her and she's She says she's just a couple feet taller than Violet.
Yeah.
She's a baby.
But yeah. Jack, the ever-living asshole,
yes,
says that she's an abomination.
Yeah.
And would be, like, weak to the wing.
Yeah. And so then we go back to threshing, because I knew we saw her before, mm-hmm. and I couldn't remember where it was. So Violet's, like, been walking for quite a while, and she decides, well, maybe if I climb this tree, I can, like, see better, you know? And maybe...
For somebody
maybe,
who's always broken and in pain, she climbs a lot of trees.
Right. She likes to climb.
Like, what are you doing?
more things than one.
So she climbs the tree and sees this, like, flicker of gold in the field, and she's like, what the hell? Did that little dragon come here to bond?
The baby.
She's like, what is going on? And so she climbs back down, and she's like, well, maybe I'll go walk over this way. Mm-hmm. And, as she's coming down the tree, she hears people, and so she hides. And it's Jack and two other people.
I know Oren is one, but I can't remember who the other one is.
Tyrion.
Ah.
Yeah, and I think Oren was even on her squad.
Yeah.
So the three of them have decided that they're going to kill this Feathertail because it's abomination. It's a weakness.
In the beginning, they talk about Feathertails being... They abhor violence and nobody ever bonds with them because they're so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they won't fight. They won't have anything to do with killing and whatnot. So they're like, we're just going to take out this weak link. And so I was freaking out.
Me too.
I was like, at no, this point, no.
Yeah, I 100% knew we were going to watch her die.
Yeah.
Because right. I feel like Rebecca had set us up to, like, bond with this Feathertail.
Oh, for
and I
sure.
was just like, don't. And it's a baby.
She was
it's
telling us how cute mm-hmm. she was, and she's got paws.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Because she was like, if you can fly, go on, get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So she gets up to her. She's running, trying to get there before.
And
she's
has,
like,
a messed up ankle herself.
I was going to say, she's trying to run to warn Andarna that, mm-hmm. you know, they're coming, run, go fly. And she ends up rolling her ankle on the way. So now she's hobbling. She's hobbling over there trying to warn this dragon.
Go.
She's like, shoo, shoo, go on, get, go. And Darna's like,
do that again.
And Darna's sitting there like, do, 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 do. What a nice day.
Yeah.
Just a baby.
It's a beautiful field.
I'm just a baby.
And Violet's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, she's like, what about your claws? Oh, my God, you don't even have claws. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's when she realizes she has fucking baby kitty paws, like the cutest things ever. But she can't shoo her away, so she's finally like, I gotta get out there in front of her, you mm-hmm. know? And as she steps out, she realizes that, like, so she's out there with the dragon, Jack and his posse, they're rolling up, mm-hmm. and then Zayden steps out.
Yeah, we're like, sir, why are you
way
here?
On the edge.
This him, is against the
and,
rule.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So the rule is none of the wing leaders are allowed to do anything.
No one
this,
can interfere.
I don't think any superior can interfere.
But they can all watch. Uh-huh. They were all allowed to watch. And they could be anywhere to watch.
Right.
So he could be there. He just couldn't interfere.
Which, you know, he was getting he was hot. Going to. He was getting sweaty too.
I'm
lying.
Sorry, what's happening?
Yeah. So Zayden and his dragon, Seagal. Show
Such
up.
Such cool names, though.
They really are. He tells the guys, he's like, you really don't want to do that. You might want to rethink what you're about to do. So he doesn't stop them,
mm-hmm.
but he says, maybe you should think about this. And they're like, nah, I'm good. We're going to kill her anyways. They were like, can we get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, we don't care. We're going to do it anyways. Okay, thanks. And so they start coming for her, for Violet and for the Feathertail.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's when Violet just launches off a dagger and just mm-hmm. stabs Jack in the arm and
Thank
fucks
God.
It up.
I was so, I was like, you.
I was like, go for his head.
Right. What do you think he does? He runs like the little pansy.
He ain't got the balls for this
But what
stuff.
Was funny is Zayden took a step forward. He was about mm-hmm. to handle it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank God he didn't.
Well, and then he's like, Oren is coming for Violet mm-hmm. and because she was looking off somewhere else and didn't mm-hmm. see him coming, and he's like, behind you, and she turns and sees Oren, and she's like, shit, he was about to kill her, and she was able to like knock him out
mm-hmm.
and so he's passed out, so that just leaves Tynan, and he's making his way towards her.
This is one of my favorite parts.
Yes. And then she realizes he like stops and he starts to run and she's like, what the fuck? And she looks behind her and there's this huge ass black dragon that is standing right behind the little baby gold dragon. And she's like, oh my God.
What's his name?
Big dragon. What's his name?
Taren. This is when we meet him.
I was like, when they were talking about this dragon, uh-huh. I was like, oh, I want this Joker to get back right. in the game.
Yeah. Well, then he freaking fries Tynan.
Yeah. As he should.
Yep.
As he should. And this is after he started talking to Violet.
Yeah.
He's and like, then she's you like, should kill that one on the ground.
And then, and then she's like, dragons can talk?
Yeah.
And she's like, are you talking? And then she realizes it was in her head.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he picked her. He picked her. And so then it's just like this moment where you're like, oh my gosh, like Taren is the biggest and strongest dragon that anyone has seen in years. Mm-hmm. And he's been gone and he came back to save her
and bonded with her.
And he chose her.
Yeah. Which is wild.
Yeah.
Because they're polar opposites.
Oh, yeah.
But they are the best pair.
He's also grumpy.
Yes. Right?
I loved it so much. And I loved him immediately. He's he's like, you're bleeding. Stop it. So he's able to help her, which I thought this was so sweet. Is he like kind of leans down so that he can help her.
Yeah.
Get up on his back.
And they say they don't do that for anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he just takes off flying. And then she falls off of him. And
the end.
That's where we're going to stop.
That's where we're going to stop.
All right, guys. If you want to join us for our next episode, we upload every Friday. The next episode will actually be the second part, the second half of the Fourth Wing review. So, guys, we are so excited to like keep talking about this book. If you want to follow us on IG, add us or IG and Facebook, add us at Lovers Library Pod. We're also on TikTok, so you can also look us up at lovers.library.po. We also have a Facebook book club group that you can join. It is a private group, so just ask to be joined and we'll get you going on there. Any more announcements, guys, before we jump into the next episode?
I don't think so, but you better come for the next one because that's when we cover spice.
Oh, I'm spice, excited. The last battle, all the stuff. So yep. We're so, so excited. And we love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Happily ever
after. Happily after.
Happily ever.
Oh, sorry, I got confused.
We're so excited.
It's just so confusing because we're doing a part two. Happily ever after.
Bye.